Okay, good evening, Abayisai. We're up to Simon Kuf Tzadizai. We have another few words over here. We're up to the very end of Simon Kuf Tzadivav. Just the final Tzif, we failed to complete yesterday. So, the halach is Emes Zamna al Misha Achal Pochus Mekezais, somebody who doesn't eat the full Kezais, the halach is, doesn't join for Zimon. And that leads us to Simon Kuf Tzadizai, which is the Entzir of the Zimon Shloisha Asorah, which halach is following on from previous Simon, and he tells us as follows. Shnaim Shachlu Ke'erchod, you've got two people who finished to eat their meal. Ve'gamru. So shnayim she'ochlu ke'echad, two people ate together. Ve'gamru, they're finished. Huvar shlishi, and a third individual shows up. You know the late comer, the one who always like shows up like a bit drop too late. Do you know, he comes now. They're finished, and now he comes. Hi, hello, shalom aleichem. You're ready to go to. You know, I'm saying you're ready to. You'd be quite happy to go upstairs, but no, he shows up. Huvar shlishi, the third one comes. Now, can he join for zimun? Yes or no? That's a really critical question. Assuming that he's washing now. He's washing. So he's washing now, but you are like up to, you're finished now. You're looking at the watch, you know, like, can you...
Finish the meal.
Yeah. So, as long as you haven't benched, says Mrs. Ezekiel that...
Are you
going to
eat more or not?
Oh, you're saying that... So what, please define.
You can't be
mitzayif if you're not eating anymore. He needs to eat a bit more. Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows: Kolecha de I maisel umidi motzo lemeichel mina. Anytime that if you'd bring him a bit more food, motzo lemeichel mina, he would eat a bit more from it. So again, kolecha anywhere de I maisel lehu, that if you'd bring him something midi, anything motzo lemeichel mina, he would eat from it. Mitzaref badai joins up for Zimun. Vechaya. So the Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Not only it's not good enough, the fact that they haven't benched. The fact that they haven't benched, that's not good enough. If those people who are finished eating now, they want to make a zimun with the third individual showing up late, the halacha is, it must be that they mustn't be completely satisfied. It has to be the kind of situation that if you bring in a bit more food, then they would eat. If they are really up to that level, that, you know, that one more grain and I'm going to pop. Do you know what I mean? Like a bit more and I'm going to pop. Do you know that? So if you're up to that, then now the third one comes. It's not going to happen. You can't do Zimun because it's past. You're finished with your meal. You're finished. Don't pretend you're still eating. Just because he is coming now, you are finished. You are finished now. You can't eat anymore. So you have completed your meal. You have hereby completed your meal. You have to bench now. You can't have start. The third one is coming now, and it's not your same meal than you. It's not from you with your meal. You can't join for Zimun. However, if you're finishing your meal, but if you bring a bit more food, you'd be okay to eat a bit more. You know, a bit more dessert, you'll quite all right with it. A bit more fruit, you'll be all right with it. If you can still go a bit, you can go for an inch longer, then the halacha is, yes, that can join up for Zimun. Well, it's not emotional. It's not offensive. You are coming to a different meal. I'd love to do Zimun with you, but I wish you'd have come 10 minutes earlier. It's if you're eating a different meal. We're not eating simultaneously.
I think it could be very offensive if it's second on the way. And am I clearly the Chacham didn't think so?
Yeah.
Half the things that they think would be offensive, I wouldn't be offended by. Half the things I'd be offended by, they don't think it's offensive. I just think that culturally,
yeah,
it's a different world.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true. A point taken. And more than that, Shulchan Aruch said, that goes very much in line with what you are saying. Very much in line with what you're saying, Shulchan Aruch said, and if he has come at the point that you can still eat, and therefore Zimun could take place, Chayovim Litaloy Lechol, you must give him something to eat, Kidei She'etzoreh Fomayim, in order to make sure there's a Zimun. So if it's not too late, you feed him. Feed him and... Yeah, interesting, it doesn't say that. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. Chayovim Litaloy Lechol, Kidei She'etzoreh Fomayim. V'u Shabbat Shaloy Omru Avlon Levorich. This is only true if you came before he actually starts Havlan Nevorich, which is an invitation to Zimun. But if they said with the Havlan Nevorich, we're going to start benching now. Now the third individual comes. And on my story from him, you will not be able to join for Zimun. If it's just a preparation. It's not the proper zimun. It's just like, let's bench kind of thing. Okay, let's see. Ready for benching.
That does say at the beginning of the zimun, if you had none, then...
Next sif is about 9. Next sif base is about 9. Shulchanoch sif cotton aleph boshlish v'roitzaleich olim on bottom line of page kuf in Mishnah Berurah huvo shlishi roitzaleich olim litzarif v'mayim lezimun. If the third one comes and he wants to join for zimun motzel lemeichel minad Mishnah Berurah says haynu she'einam sveim kokach, they're not that satisfied v'im hoyu mevihim lohem dvorim hamamshichim nesaleiv, if they would bring something which is particularly appetizing, such as what? Something you can always go for. Boy, what is it? Ice cream? What else? Chocolate mousse? Yeah. Okay. So if that kind of things are being brought, if a particularly nice dessert is still being brought, pitrius is mushrooms. I don't think nowadays people are particularly. Would you go a bit more? Would you go a bit more for mushrooms? Pardon? Yeah, if it's mainly the roll, that's right, yeah. Yeah, so if it's only a little bit, a minute amount, that if it's brought, you'd have a bit more. If something particularly appetizing, something particularly nice is being bought, you'd have it, then the halacha is, you're not completely full. If he's joining now, you can do a zimun. That's very interesting. It appears that he'd actually need to have it. Yeah. And the reason for that is the Mishnah Berurah Cotton Gimel Mitzarif Badai V'Chashvin On Lehu Kilo Loi Gom Musados Nadain. It's considered if they've not completed their meal totally. It's not completely finished. V'Hu, and that is Shekava Emaim. Obviously, it is that the three are sitting together and they're making themselves comfortable together. If it's just joining and sitting elsewhere, that wouldn't count as a zimun. Haynu She'Ochal Etzlam is eating with them B'Shulchan She'Yoshvim by the table that eats sitting. Yeah. Right, now the reason, yeah, okay, that's the sort of sif after Aleph Tetz. Now moving on to sif beis about 9. What happens if it's 9? So Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Tisha, 9 people, she'achlu dagon, that were eating dagon. That's right. Thank you very much. And one person is eating a kizais yorok, or vegetable. One person is eating, the ninth person is just eating a bit of vegetable. Mitztaf min la'azkir Hashem. So you've got 9 people who ate proper. They ate wheat. They ate proper. They have to bench properly. They ate. The tenth person didn't go for bread proper. He's only eating kizais yorok. He only meant for a bit of vegetable. He didn't wash. He's just having a bit of vegetable. Shulchan Aruch now is mechadish, and it's a huge chiddush. We wouldn't have guessed it. That mitztarfin lahazkir Hashem, that tenth person who is merely eating vegetables, he actually joins up for the zimun. He joins. You're going to tell me, but he's not eating bread. The truth is, yes, it's takano eating bread, but it's considered, it's good enough to join up for zimun. Yeah. So one second. We're talking about 9 and 10. Keep that question in mind. Even if he didn't dip the vegetable betzir in the gravy, and he didn't drink only elokos echot sheish berevis mikol mashke chutz min amayim, if he had any drink, only a kizayis of a drink of any liquid, excluding pure water. So water doesn't count, but anything else, if you had a kezais, any other drink, any other liquid, more than a kezais, mitztarif imoyim, he will join up. Vehu, that is, sheya mevorech echot ma'oich le'apas. The one who actually does the zimun, actually the one who does the benching, needs to be one of the 9 who ate bread, as opposed to the 10th, who is just what we call in good English, a nochschlepper. He's a nochschlepper, he's just joining for he ate a bit of vegetable, and he's good enough to add for the zimun, but really he can't be the one with the becha benching. He can't because he didn't have bread. Ve'afilu shiva ochlu dogon, even if there was only 7 who ate bread proper, ve'shloisha yorok, and 3 people were not shleppers who eating vegetables, mitstafin they'll join as well. 7 plus 3 is fine as well. Aval shisha loy, but if you had only 6 eating bread and 4 we're eating vegetables, that's not good. Teruba de minka beina, because we need a vast majority. Six is an undecisive majority, an unconvincing majority. And once you've got seven and three, that's fine, you can say Elokeinu. But if you've got eight and two, that's fine. Nine and one is fine. But if you've got six and four, it's not good enough. The majority is not strong enough to be able to do Zimun if you've got four people eating vegetables. To make Zimun with the name of Hashem. Now, says the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot Zayin says the following. Ve'echot ochal, one of them ate vegetable. Although the yerek on vegetables and mevorchim bekes amozen, you obviously don't bench proper benching on vegetables. Mikomorkam, nevertheless, yochaylei tzarev, he can join up. This vegetable eater is noch shleper. V'nano is an answer. Boch shochalnu mishaloi kebench Hashem shochalnu has given us food who have eaten from mishaloi from him. So this Mishneh Berurah is actually this Mishneh Berurah actually offers the understanding of why it's okay to do so. Because it's true that generally speaking, Zimun only works with bread proper. Over here, but when it comes to Shochalnu Mishaloi, to say Boch Shochalnu Mishaloi, Keben Shel Hashem, Shochalnu, we've eaten from Mishaloi from his. That to say that statement, that's not only referring to bread. That you can also say Boch Shochalnu Mishaloi also with regards to any other vegetables as well. So therefore it's acceptable. And that's why, that's the Chiddush. That's why if you go nine eating bread, one eating vegetable, you can say Boch Elokeinu Shochalnu Mishaloi. What happens though if he's eaten less than a kezayis of vegetable? He's literally he had a bit of carrot and he had a bite of it and then he decided actually better not. What happens? Again, nine people who ate bread, one person ate less than the kezayis vegetable. What would be the halacha then? Why? Less than kezayis, pardon? In Nochan, very interesting. So you're quite right. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's completely muchach. That's the halacha. Because it says, kezayis yorok. Nine people ate bread. One person ate less than a kezayis of vegetable. You can't do zimun. Mishneh Berurah explains why. In Sifkot Ches, kezayis yorok. Tamoy. The reason is, the kevin shoyim is shochalnu. Mamash, like Rabbi Feingold says, we have eaten ve'en achila pochusom a kezayis. That there's a rule which applies in all of Shas, in that eating, it's hard to actually express, to explain it, but eating, the action of eating is defined, I don't know how to explain it completely, but the action of eating is defined by a certain minimum share. If you are eating less than a kezayis, it's not considered eating. It's hard for me to fully grasp this musik, but that's what it is.
But then why would you make a bracha? Just forget benching now. If you're not eating kezayis or whatever, but you still say a bracha beforehand before you do
it. Yeah, you would. You would make a bracha rishona.
You would make a bracha rishona?
If you only ate less than
a kezayis?
Yeah. But that doesn't make, as we're learning over here, it wouldn't be good enough to add him for Zimun. Pardon? Yeah, correct. Yeah.
But I was thought, like, if you have a small bit of cake, you can't make a chalanda, because if
initially... You won't make a bracha rishona, correct?
You wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
Because it's too small. You
know? Correct. Yeah. And indeed, that's very much in line what you're saying now. So that you can't have the 10th person eating less than the kezayis joining for Zimun. The second reason, the first Zimun is because he's lacking in Achila. Second reason is because he needs to be able to say bracha achrona. For brachas mekezayis, en chiyu b'shum bracha achra achilosik. Very much in line what you're saying. If he ate less than the kezayis, he's not going to say bracha achrona. True or not true? He's not going to say bracha achrona if he doesn't exist. So there's no way he can join for Zimun. How can he say bracha elokei shachal mishaloi and then after to not say any bracha achrona? It doesn't make any logic. No, it doesn't make any sense. Hence, if he's not chai, if he ate less than the kezayis and he's not chai bracha achrona and he's the 10th person eating the vegetable, he doesn't join for Zimun. Yeah. Now, what happens if nine people ate proper bread and the 10th person is having a cup of Coke? Cup of apple juice. It's not a chalno. Mishnebos have cotton yod, kais echot, the shir bichdal achila. Drinking is considered eating. And you can say, shachalnu. Come, machlok is a post game today. What about water? So water doesn't add. As the Chonoch says, chutz min amayim, water doesn't count, doesn't add. Chutz min amayim, the mayim lo zayne. Water is not satisfying. Water is not filling. V'yeinu choshev leitztarev, and it doesn't join for, and choshev leitztarev, and doesn't add for joining for zimun. V'afilu tzome v'roi tzelish lezim, even if it's thirsty, he wants to drink. Morgan Avram, choleg posik mitztarev, the Morgan Avram disagrees, and he holds that somebody who drinks water does add up for zimun. The kol shtir b'chal achile, any drinking is considered eating. V'tiku ez achonim be'alocha. And many achonim paskin that alocha le'maisa. As to whether nine people who ate bread, the 10th person ate a vegetable that for sure joins up, the 10th person eat if it's an exercise, a 10th person drinking something, it's also, if it's a different liquid, it also for sure joins up for Elikenu, the 10th person eating. The nine people eating bread and the 10th person only eating water, only drinking water mamash, that is a machloikas. Achoinim, and some hold that he does join up for Zimun by drinking water, and other holds that he doesn't. Mishnah doesn't seem to paskin mamash clearly what the achor is. So the difference is that water, according to those authorities, hold that water is not satisfying. It doesn't give you that sense of fullness. It does indeed. It does indeed. I agree with you, and I don't fully
satisfy you necessarily.
Yeah, I know. The truth is, I feel personally, I don't fully understand this because I don't fully understand this concept because if the person is really thirsty, he's going to get much more. I don't know what your experience is. What he's going to get much more full by drinking water, a cup of water, than other sweet drinks. I don't know what your experience is, but I think that water actually is very satisfying. I don't know what you think. No, unless you're going to say that it's quicker. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah.
There's a whole thing about taking vitamin pills, and certainly in California, in the 60s and 70s and 80s, like taking vitamin pills was like this big health thing, from what it said in that paper. And so I think culturally, people drink water out of preference because it's, you know, because they think it's nicer than the mother.
In terms of being satisfied from it,
Maim
lo zayne. Water doesn't satisfy a person.
Is that subjective that at the time of writing, since that's what people felt, that was the halakha, or does the culture follow the halakha saying, well, this is absurd that people aren't satisfied, so even if you are satisfied, it's absurd. So I wanted to know if it's an observational halakha or if it's a causative halakha.
I'm not sure, I haven't got a raya either way.
Very interesting what they bring here.
What did they say? Which era?
15.
Yeah.
So any drink that be'ikha is mayim, like tea, could even be Coke, that's got the din of mayim.
Oh, that's really fascinating. I wasn't aware of that. So according to that, the machloikas in the Mishnebos have got new base will apply not only to water, but to any drinks that we've got nowadays. Yeah. Wow. That's really interesting.
Maybe milky coffee would still be milky. It would have a bit of milk in it.
That's fascinating. Very interesting.
When we spoke about the water, when you use water and then sick, you came up with, could you use fruit juice, could you use Coke?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very interesting. Yeah, it's much fascinating. Thank you very much for pointing this out. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. Shulchan Aruch Seif Gimel continues with the following halacha. Hamitzaref, somebody who joins up, so the 10th individual now. Again, you've got 9 people who ate bread, and the 10th person did not eat bread. He ate a different food, like vegetables. Hamitzaref, he joins up. This particular 10th individual. Tzorech levorich brocha achoyno, he needs to say brocha achoyno. Al, on, mashochel, what he's eaten. Ve'einoy nifta bevirkas hamozin, and he's not exempt from benching through the benching of the 9. Shaleilu. Just because they are benching the Birkas HaMozen, that doesn't patter him. He still needs to make his own bracha achrona of what he's eaten. Pamedvorim amurim. When is this said? The Sagi Bechol Meichel. Let's start off the Asora. This is the Sagi Bechol Meichel. Let's start off the Asora. Aval shloisha enim mitzarev at sheyochel kizayis pas. This that we just said now, that the 10th individual can eat a bit of vegetable, and then he joins up for the zimun, he needs to make his bracha achrona. That's only true with regards to 9 plus that additional 10th. Or similarly also, 8 and 2, 7 and 3. However, avale shloisha, when it comes to 3, zimun of 3 people, einoy mitzarev, you won't have a third person joining until shiyochal kizayis pas. Only, you can only do zimun with 3 people who ate genuine, proper bread. Here, no toires apply over here. 2 people bread and 3rd person vegetable. Here you can't say 2 people bread and the 3rd person a liquid. It won't work over here because you're talking about 3. Everything that I discussed until now is we've got a zimun of asorah. That's the first opinion. Shulchan Aruch. Some said because I dogon mani afilu pas. If you've got any grain product such as biscuits, such as cakes, that will also work. 2 people ate bread, the 3rd person eating what we call mezonos, then that's fine as well. That will work. Yesh oimrim de bekizayis dogon mani afilu ein pas. Yesh oimrim, and a 3rd opinion holds de be yorok with regards to vegetables of v'chol meichel and any other food as well, which is proper food like vegetables, mani, that's fine as well. Hilkoch, therefore, shnayim she'ochlu, 2 people who ate, uvoshlishin, and a 3rd person appeared, im yichol yinas kiko she'ochel kizayis pas. If you can force him to eat bread, mutav. Brilliant, very good. Ask him to eat bread, then he can have a proper zimun. If he doesn't want to, start washing now and eating bread. Don't give him lishtois to drink. Don't give him anything. Why is that? Why can't you give him a bit of something to eat or something to drink? Why can't you give him an apple? Exactly. More than it's not going to help. It's going to lead you into a suffix. Because according to the 1st opinion, you need to have bread. According to the 2nd opinion, you need to have mezonos. According to the 3rd opinion, if you're eating any other fruit, like vegetables or fruit, then he does join up for zimun. So by giving him any fruit or drink, by definition, you're going to run into trouble over here. You're going to make a suffix. You're going to make a machlokes. So better not to give him anything. Ask him, would you like some bread? He says, yes, please. Excellent. You're going to have zimun. If he says, no, thank you, then he says, okay, fine, so you're going to be hungry. Tough luck. Shouldn't have come. If you did give him any other food, if he really insisted, and you felt uncomfortable, or you wanted to be mechabed him, then, and you gave him some other fruit, then the halacha is, you should do zimun, when you've got 9, and the 10th person has not eaten bread. The halacha is very straightforward. Whatever it may be, mezonos, shahakol, whatever it is, you can make elokein, you can say the name of Hashem. With regards to water proper, we've got a bit of a machloikas, and Rabbi Frankel pointed out that the Avodah Shavuot is not just water mamash, but any other drinks as well, which is water-based, the same suffix will apply. That's with regards to 9 and 10. With regards to 2 people who ate proper bread and proper bread and the 3rd person came up. Here we've got a machlokes of 3 opinions. One opinion holds that he needs to eat pas, bread mamash, and if he's not eating bread, he doesn't join for zimun. 2nd opinion holds that he needs to eat mezonos, and if he's eating any grain product, then he joins for zimun. And if he doesn't eat that, no zimun. Third opinion holds that he can eat any satisfying food such as vegetables. He's not showing up for zimun. Therefore, in order to avoid any problems, the halacha is a shulchan aruch. Best way is to either eat. The third person should eat either pas, give him bread, ask him to wash. And if he doesn't wash, then don't give him any food, ideally. And if that's not possible, not feasible, then whatever he eats, we pass like the third opinion, and you can do zimun. That means, but yeah, we pass like the third opinion, and you can rely on that. You can rely on that. I shouldn't even use the word b'dieved. It's not b'dieved. If he happened to eat any other food as well, then mice would pass like the third opinion. You can't do zimun on it. Let me just see Mishnah Berurah over here. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chov Beis is a very interesting Mishnah Berurah, because there the Mishnah Berurah tells us the following: Lishtois ve'achshav noyagim another menegis sheim lo yirotz lechol pas, if he doesn't want to eat bread. We give him lechatchil any food or drink. Like the third opinion. What's the key word in this Mishnah Berurah? The key word. Huge chiddush. Tzivkot and chov beis. What is the key word in this Mishnah Berurah? Murna. 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 That's right. Lechatchila. That's right. Nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah, nowadays the minhag is, if he doesn't want to eat bread, lechatchila, you can give him any other food. And that's fine. You give him a bit of, you give him a potato, you give him a vegetable, whatever he sees and he wants to come, it's fine. Eat that, and then he join up for zimun. Rabbeisai, halach lemaisa. We have a Mishnah Berurah that paskens. Two people who ate bread, and the third person can't be bothered to have to wash, and you can lechatchila give him any food, and he will join up for zimun. He can even do that lechatchila. Having said that, I wish you a very good Shabbos.